السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. قد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما بعثت معلما، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respected brothers, elders, and my beloved mothers and sisters listening. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan, we have almost completed, pretty much completed, 2 weeks of the month of Ramadan. So we're in the middle 10 days, the 10 days of Maghfirah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that هذا شهر أوله رحمة وأوسطه مغفرة وآخره عتق من النار. That this is such a month, the first third of this month, the first part of this month is rahmah, and the middle of this month is maghfirah, forgiveness. Rahmah is mercy and maghfirah is forgiveness. And the last part of the month is عتق من النار, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. So we're in these 10 days of maghfirah. So it's very important. When Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ascending the minbar, the pulpit, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Ameen 3 times, Ameen. When the Sahaba later inquired, Ya Rasulullah, this was something very strange today, why did you say Ameen 3 times? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the angel Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and he said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger, la'na, be upon the one who hears your name being mentioned but does not send salat and salam upon you. And I said, Ameen. And then he said, may Allah's la'na be upon those, that person who finds his parents or even one of them in old age but does not earn Jannah by serving them. And I said, Ameen. And then he said, may Allah's la'na be upon the person who finds the month of Ramadan but does not attain the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. And I said, Ameen. All three very, very serious, very important things, subhanAllah. Salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should always say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Day of Jumu'ah, we should increase in our durood, our salat and salam, as much as we can possibly do. No, we need to have a tally counter. These, you know, devices, these gadgets you can carry with you, and just keep it on your finger. And every time you're not talking to someone, you don't have to talk. You can just carry on. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Habibihi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Durud Ibrahim, you can read. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Constantly. Understanding that this is the haqq, the right of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's his right. We owe him this much. The first thing we owe him is abiding by his teachings, his sunnah, his teachings that he laid out in the noble sunnah, noble hadith. We abide by them. And second thing is, we learn as much about him as we possibly can by reading the blessed seerah, every Muslim should read seerah on a daily basis. English books of seerah, subhanAllah, there are so many. You can get a reliable one after consulting with the scholars. What's a good book of seerah I can read? You know, in Ramadan, a lot of people just sit around. But we don't have many times people take time off work. People don't have to eat. And our eating takes 2-3 hours a day. We don't even realize. 2-3 hours, 4 hours, you know, breakfast. 45 minutes. What are we doing? Nothing. We can get in the milk, cereal, sitting, talking slowly, having a cup of tea, which is going to take me 15 minutes. Right? So when all the eating is cut out, we just end up with all this time and we don't know what to do with it. That's why we need to fill it with useful things. Reading the seerah, subhanAllah, so many books of seerah that are there, it will increase the love, a recognition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then durood, sharif, salat and salam, excessively. SubhanAllah, this is the elixir, this is the, you know, key ingredient which is required to create the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is where many of us fall short. How many salat and salam are you sending daily? I don't know, I send it time and again. When I remember, when I hear someone saying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name, I say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I don't have a fixed amount. So we have to. Now I always talk about it. People say, why do you talk about this? And there's more important things to talk about, like the affairs of the Ummah and all of this, and Gaza and everything going on. These azkar that we recite, these durood sharif and istighfar and all the du'as that we do, they are a means of Allah Ta'ala's rahmah coming in my life and in the life of my family members and in the life of the Muslims. We need to have yaqeen in this, conviction in this. The salat and salam has so many fawaid, has so many benefits. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah has written a kitab, Jala'ul Afham, and in which he talks about all the virtues, subhanAllah, of sending salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala's anger is removed. Allah Ta'ala's happiness is earned. The tawajjuh, the attention of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is earned. Blessings and sustenance is increased, blessings in your are increased in your sustenance. That your sustenance is multiplied, amplified. Sins are forgiven. So many, your ranks and maqam in Jannah is elevated. So always, sallallahu ala habibihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. When Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, how much of my time of dua that I have set aside for dua should I use to send salat and salam upon you? And he said, 1/3, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hasanun, this is very good. وَإِن زِدْتَّ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكَ. If you increase this time, it'll be better for you. And then Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, I've got this time which I've set for making dua only. I'm going to use 2/3 of that time to just send durood sharif, salat and salam upon you. Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu said, very, very good. However, in zidta fahuwa khayrul lak. If you increase it, it'll be better for you. And then he said, Ya Rasulullah, this entire time that I have set aside just to make dua to you, I will use that whole time just to send salat and salam upon, sorry, just to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will use that entire time just to send salat and salam upon you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you do this, idhan tughfar dhanbak wa tukshaf anka hammak. If you do this, Allah Ta'ala will forgive all of your sins. Allah Ta'ala will remove all of your problems. Why? Because instead of making dua, you just send lots of turu sharif, salat and salam. So this is what, you know, day of Friday, subhanAllah, we have to remind myself and ourselves that increase our salat and salam. So the month of Ramadan is finishing. It's very, very important that we have a structured timetable. If we haven't caught up yet, when are we going to catch up? Okay, maybe first 2-3 days, 4 days, 5 days. Person is getting used to the fasting, and person is getting used to the change in the new timetable, routine, whatever it might be. But now we've got no excuse, it's been 2 weeks. Right? If I'm still fooling myself with the excuse, I still can't make it to the masjid for salah. I'm still missing my Fajr namaz. I eat my sahri and I don't read my Fajr namaz. I eat my sahri at 2 o'clock and then I go sleep and I wake up at 10 o'clock in the morning. You know, what are we saying to ourselves? Fajr salah, if we're not going to understand the ahmiyyah, the importance of Fajr salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just mentions the 2 rakat sunnah before Fajr salah. Raka'atayni qabla al-fajr khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. The 2 rakat sunnah before Fajr are better than this dunya and everything inside of this dunya. So 2 sunnah before Fajr. What about the Fajr 2 fard? So we still can't get ourselves onto this. We need to start now. And we need to start now with the sincere intention that after Ramadan, I need to carry on. This is my month of Tawbah. Ya Allah, I want you to forgive me. And if I want you to forgive me, it means I need to turn a new leaf in my life, a new chapter in my life. I can't be the same person that I was, with the same bad habits that I was having, and the same, you know, doing the same sins and same mistakes that I was used to. I need to change all of this. Tawbah is not accepted without guilt, without nadama, and without a firm intention to never ever do that sin again. Tawbah is not accepted. Saying, oh Allah, forgive me, but forgiveness is not coming because first of all, I don't have guilt, remorse for the mistakes I made. And secondly, I don't have a firm intention to never go back to that thing ever again. I'm thinking, let Ramadan go, I will carry on from where I left off. I stopped in the middle of, you know, some Netflix TV show, Ramadan, so I paused it. After Ramadan, I'll carry on. I don't know exactly which season, which episode. Right? This is our mentality. So how is Allah Ta'ala going to forgive my sins if I'm just pausing? People say, you know, on the day of Eid, Eid Salah, everybody's there. And you're going for Zuhar, and people are walking away from the masjid. This person who, you've seen him 5 times Salah in Ramadan. Say, where are you going? Zuhar Salah, masjid is this way. And he goes, Ramadan's finished. He goes, Ramadan has finished. Meaning Ramadan has finished, so my responsibilities to Allah Ta'ala have finished. So Allah now is feeding me, Allah Ta'ala is giving me life, health, happiness, wealth, all of the millions and billions of blessings I take for granted. Allah Ta'ala is just giving it to me. I don't need to give Him anything back. It's okay. Don't even need to thank Him. I did it all in Ramadan, 1 month in the year. That's enough. Look how we deceive ourselves. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned in the hadith, every Muslim, you ask him, what do you want when you die? I want Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Ala inna sil'atallahi ghaliya. Ala inna sil'atallahi al-jannah. Look, this transaction you've made with Allah Ta'ala. We've all made a transaction with Allah. Whether we accept it or not, we've made a transaction with Allah. We all say, oh Allah, you're going to give me Jannah. Nobody has a key to Jannah. We say, oh Allah, you're going to give me Jannah, aren't you? Because I'm a Muslim. And we expect Allah Ta'ala to just give me Jannah. But Allah Ta'ala is saying, look, Jannah is conditional. It's not something free, you just go and take it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala has purchased of the believers their wealth and their health. أَنفُسَهُمْ. Your health doesn't belong to you, it belongs to Allah Ta'ala. You need to spend it exactly the way Allah Ta'ala wants. Your wealth, the money that you spend, £100 when you go out to, you know, whatever, what are these restaurants called? Bay something and this and that, and you go to all these places, you're spending £100 on a bill, you're spending £100 on fireworks, you're spending £100 on a birthday cake, israf and, you know, wastage of money. This wealth doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have given your wealth and health to Allah, and in return for that, Allah is going to give you Jannah. This is the way it works. So we need to understand this, realize this. All the blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, Allah is watching very carefully to see what we do with those blessings. Health, wealth, family, children, house, car, everything that I take for granted, it's a blessing of Allah ta'ala. I misuse it, I'm going to have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. That Allah ta'ala gave me this blessing and I misappropriated it, I misused it. That's why, my dear respected brothers and elders, month of Ramadan, as we always mention, is a training ground. We need to change ourselves. So after Ramadan, we are a fresh person. Our friends look at us and say, what happened to you, brother? You've become a different person. What's going on? And you say, bro, Ramadan did this to me. This is how it has to be. You say, Ramadan did this to me. Ramadan came and I thought to myself, that's it. After Ramadan, I'm a different person. I can't be having those same habits. Salah time comes in, I'm thinking, Salah has come in the masjid, it's at, I don't know, whatever, you know, 5 o'clock Asr Salah in the masjid. I can also read it at home. I'll just read it at home. You know, no, I have to read it in the masjid. The ulama, many ulama have mentioned it's wajib to read your Salah in the masjid. And those who haven't have said it's sunnah mu'akkada, but wujub is the main opinion, that you are sinful for reading your Salah at home. So how are you going to please Allah Ta'ala with salah if at the same time your salah is performed upon the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by not performing it in the masjid? So all of this change has to come in. Salah time comes, that's it. So everything switched off. I don't care if it's a boxing match. I don't care if it's a football match. I don't care if we have to go out to, you know, Wimslow Road. Don't care what it is. Salah first and then everything else. Manage it around the salah. We can do it. Person has an appointment. You know, I've got this cough. Everyone's saying, wake up in the morning, 8 o'clock, you phone the doctors. Which is fine, it's a valid thing. You have something which means a lot to you. You wake up early, you make time for it. You've got a job interview at 8 o'clock, you'll be awake at 6 o'clock. SubhanAllah, we've got a primary school in front of our house. And I always see, you know, sometimes Fajr early in the morning, 5 o'clock, the lights are on in the primary school. The teachers are already there, 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, preparing for their classes and getting everything ready, which is going to start at 8:30, 9 o'clock. So when you give importance to something, look how much time and dedication you can give to it. It just shows we don't give importance to salah. We are just lying to ourselves. So if we are lying to ourselves, how can we then do tawbah when Allah Ta'ala already knows that we are lying to ourselves? Where is the tawbah going to come from? Where is the sincerity, the genuineness going to come from? So my dear brothers and elders, we need to, and my dear sisters listening, let's make this a month of change. Let's go through every single bad habit that I have in my life, starting with the fara'id. Where am I negligent of the obligations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Fara'id, not just salah. Fara'id also in terms of huququllah, all the rights that Allah ta'ala has upon me. And all the huququl ibad, the rights that the servants have over me. My parents, my neighbors, my family, my spouse, my children, my siblings, all of my relatives and everyone, fulfilling all of their rights. The Muslims that I deal with. Buying and selling. Is there anything wrong in my buying and selling transactions? Am I cheating? Am I lying? Am I deceiving? You know, nowadays there's more and more this trend of Depop and, you know, all these other accounts that are there where people sell used clothes and things like this. And many times, and I have to remind my own family members, look, you're selling something, you've used it in second hand, say it's second hand. They'll say, it's only been worn 2 times. Whereas they may be wearing it for 3 months. It's only been worn 5 times, but they've been wearing it for 5 years. Just to sell the item, now that entire purchase is haram. Every penny you are earning from that purchase is haram. So we need to take a stock of our life. Don't look at what the people are doing, how people are becoming rich, quick, and try to follow that. Look at what is going to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. Even if it means I might not make as much money as the guy who is taking the wrong route and making Allah ta'ala angry. There will be no barakah there. Barakah will come through the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through the displeasure and anger of Allah ta'ala, you can't expect Allah ta'ala to give. What's barakah? Barakah is when Allah ta'ala is so happy with you, He just gives you more. Barakah is increase. Allah is so happy with the way you've done that, Allah just increases it subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas there's no scope for it to increase. You know, you paid £5, you get £5 worth, but you got £10 worth. How did that happen? Allah just increased it. So if Allah's not happy with you, do you think He's going to be increasing anything you have? No. Rather, He's going to be decreasing. You're going to say, I had so much money, it's all just going. I have no idea where everything is being spent. I'm always, وَجَعَلْ فَقْرَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. Allah Ta'ala is not happy with you, a person, and they're just chasing after the dunya. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah will keep poverty right in front of their eyes. They might be a millionaire, but they're going to be worried, oh, you know, I can't make ends meet. They'll say, well, yeah. Give some in charity. The generosity, subhanAllah, month of Ramadan, give in charity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana ajwad min ar-rih al-mursala. He was more generous than, you know, a blowing wind. That anybody who would come to him would get something. Month of Ramadan is month of generosity. You go to people after the month of Ramadan, can you please contribute to this beneficial cause, to this charity, to this madrasa, to this thing? What do they say? I gave all of my charity in Ramadan. That's it, all of our good deeds we do in 1 month, and the rest of the 11 months we feel we have, you know, open season, free pass to do whatever we want to do. We need to change this mentality. If we don't change the mentality, we're not going to see the benefit. Allah Ta'ala give myself and all of us the tawfiq, practice upon this. Everyone ready for this, inshallah? Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
لاسٹ فرائیڈے جو مسجد کی کلیکشن ہوئی ہے یہ 1560 پاؤنڈ ہے. 1560 پاؤنڈ لاسٹ فرائیڈے مسجد کی کلیکشن ہوئی ہے. اللہ پاک آپ کے تعاون کو اپنے دربار میں قبول و مقبول فرمائے اور اس مسجد کو اللہ پاک سب نمازیوں کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ فرمائے. اسی طرح یہ انور بھائی ہیں, ان کے بڑے بھائی پاکستان میں انتقال کر گئے ہیں. ان کا نام باول بخش صاحب تھا, یہ پاکستان میں انتقال ان کا ہوا ہے. دعا فرمائیں کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی ان کی مغفرت فرمائے اور پسمندگان کو اللہ تبارک و تعالی صبر جمیل عطا فرمائے. یہ انور بھائی کے بڑے بھائی پاکستان میں انتقال کر گئے ہیں. یہ احمد بھائی ہیں, ان کی فیملی نے 50 پاؤنڈ مسجد کو دیے ہیں. دعاؤں کی درخواست کی ہے, دعا فرمائیں کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی اپنے دربار میں قبول و مقبول فرمائے اور اس مسجد کو ان کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ فرمائے. اور حاجی نور الہی صاحب نے 100 پاؤنڈ مسجد کو دیے ہیں اور دعاؤں کی درخواست کی ہے, اور خاص کر انہوں نے لکھا ہے کہ پوری امت کے مرحومین کے ایصال ثواب کے لیے ہیں. تو اللہ پاک سب کو, اللہ کے خزانوں میں کوئی کمی نہیں ہے, اللہ پاک سب کو اس کا ثواب پہنچائے. اور ایک اعلان اور کرنا ہے, چونکہ رمضان کا یہ دوسرا عشرہ, آج 12واں روزہ ہے, یہ دوسرا عشرہ ہے, مغفرتوں والا عشرہ ہے, اور اس کے بعد تیسرا عشرہ ہے اور وہ آخری عشرہ ہے, اور آخری عشرے کا ایک عمل اعتکاف ہے. تو الحمدللہ یہاں کافی ساتھی مسجد میں اعتکاف بیٹھتے ہیں, تو اس سال جن جن ساتھیوں کا ارادہ ہے اعتکاف بیٹھنے کا تو وہ اپنے نام لکھوا دیں, یہ عباس صاحب کے پاس یا حافظ صاحب کے پاس یا حافظ ادریس صاحب کے پاس, کسی سے وہ رابطہ کر سکتے ہیں. تو خاص کر بھائی عباس صاحب کے پاس وہ اپنے نام لکھوا لیں تاکہ پھر ان کے لیے بندوبست ہو سکے اور پتہ چل جائے کہ کتنے ساتھی اس سال بیٹھتے ہیں. تو جو جو ساتھی بھی ارادہ رکھتے ہوں تو وہ پہلے ضرور اپنا نام دے دیں تاکہ پھر ان کے لیے بندوبست ہو. جزاک اللہ.
InshaAllah, we haven't sat for i'tikaf before. We should make it an intention to sit in i'tikaf. It's a sunnah mu'akkada, an emphasized sunnah of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always sit in i'tikaf in the last 10 days of Ramadan. So inshaAllah, we should all make the intention. Maybe if not this year, then next year, take time off work or whatever responsibilities we have and try and sit inshaAllah. If we have the intention, Allah Ta'ala will open up a door for us to sit.
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اشہد اللہ الہ الا اللہ اشہد اللہ الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ اشهد ان محمد رسول الله ايا للسلام ايا للسلام ايا الفلاح هيا للفلاح الله أكبر الله ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah alladhi jalla nahara Ramadan bis siyam wa halla layalihi bil qiyam. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي بشرهم أن هذا الشهر أوله مغفرة وأوسطه رحمة وآخره عتق من العذاب الغرام صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين سادوهم بالفضل التام وقادوهم إلى دار السلام وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فإن من وظائف شهر رمضان قيام لياليه بالصلاة والقرآن والتخفيف فيها والتبعيض فيه مسوغان بغير أن يقع فيهما خلل أو نقصان كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله فرض صيام رمضان وسننت لكم قيامه فمن صامه وقامه إيمانا واحتسابا خرج من ذنوبه كيوم ولدته أمه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الصيام والقرآن يشفعان للعبد يقول الصيام أي ربي منعته الطعام والشهوات بالنهار فشفعني فيه ويقول القرآن منعته النوم بالليل فشفعني فيه فيشفعان أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كنت مولاه فعلي مولاه وقال الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Please straighten the rules for salah. Safa Durus Farma Lijay, please turn off your mobile phones. Just fill in the gaps, ensure everyone standing shoulder to shoulder and the heels on the back line. Your brothers, ensure all gaps are filled. If there's any spaces in front of you, just move forward and fill it up, inshallah. Thank you.
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ یا الصلاح یا الصلاح یا الفلاح یا الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر لا الہ الا اللہ
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام، السلام تبارك جل. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنسى منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأصدقائنا ولأحبابنا ولأقاربنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضاه واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا ورزقا حلالا طيبا وقلبا خاشعا وتوبة نصوحا وتوبة قبل الموت وراحة عند الموت ومغفرة ورحمة بعد الموت والعفو عند الحساب والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين. الحمد لله رب العالمين.